thing, interesting enough, this is a tweet from Styles P, right? He says, somebody got to explain to me exactly what year men and women stopped dancing with each other in the club and made it a battle for the VIP spots and flicks, guys dancing with other guys and girls dancing with other girls. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Oh, that's easy. This is going to sound foul when I say this.
Okay.
That's easy. The bad boy era.
The bad boy era? Hold up. So you're saying the bad boy era. The bad boy era is responsible for the climate that we have right now?
That's the bad boy tunnel era. The bad boy tunnel era. That's when, because that's when everybody just started standing around and fronting.
Back then, I was going to say, well, I don't know. I think somewhere, now that was around, what time frame we're talking? You're talking around like 99,
2000? I'm talking like 94. 94 was like the last year.
I think cats was still kind of like, I think it was still kind of like.
Understand, remember, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Remember. In fact, because. All right.
You know what it was? You know what it was for me? Because, like, okay, like in 96, 97.
That's when it started.
96, 97, that's when I came to Atlanta. And that's mm-hmm. when the whole twerking craze took off. Like where the girl is just standing in front and the dude just standing there and that's all the dancing y'all doing.
Well, okay, so time out. We have to separate regions. Because mm-hmm. to tell you the truth. Because if you want to look at it like that, Atlanta ain't never stopped dancing.
Well, they had, well, kind of. Because, like I said, that whole bottle service atmosphere is just all over. Like, I don't
yeah,
like,
but
don't.
They still, but Atlanta still got, but all right, what I'm saying is, you had rock with it, era. Snap music era.
Right, yeah. Okay, uh-huh. They did have that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And then, on top of, Atlanta's in the South. So any Southern dance that comes through in the South, Atlanta's going to do it too.
Like, okay, there was always the this.
Leg and all of that. And I ain't dissing that. I'm not disrespecting it. But I'm just saying, like, all that, show me how to Dougie and all of that. Like, Atlanta always been at the forefront with that.
Yeah, like, there was always a gimmick song that, you know what I'm saying, everybody would get on, like you said, you're right. Like the lean with the rock with the sticky leg and snap your fingers and the bang bang bounce and all of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in New York, we were, you know, it's like, New York is just like, Gary, because we used to, you know how we used to go to clubs, the whole crew, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of times we
At a certain point, dudes and females just stopped dancing as a whole.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some hip hop shit.
Right.
You know, yeah. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it was when all of that, when you had all, because that's what everybody turning a gangster.
Yep, that's right. Everybody was two-stepping.
Everybody became a gangster. Everybody was two-stepping and eye wrestling.
Right, mean mugging.
Mean mugging.
Right.
I'm not saying nobody went to the club. I'm not saying you didn't go to the club and mess with chicks. Of course. Hey, what the fuck? You get up, you see a, you know what I'm saying? You see a shorty, whatever. You get to it, you go dance and go to work. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm talking about, you know, not just, you know, you and her really like not there, like you go there to dance.
Right.
Nobody, like, I'm telling you, bro, 94, 93, 94, that was it. Once the tunnel Once all that shit started popping, what?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, right? Yeah.
Everybody now, every time you went to the club, you warmed up with your crew.
Yeah.
Y'all posted up in a certain section, and you dared a nigga to come up in there in front of you.
Yep. And that type of...
Y'all been in that, Marvin. Y'all been in that.
Right, and that type of element is still kind of prevalent in these clubs now. You still have,
the
guys in the section, and they all got, and they still, like, because they spent $1,500, $2,000 for the section, they spending all this money on bottles,
right.
And it's like, you know who I am? You know how much money I spent in here?
Right.
It's like...
Meanwhile, right, and then you got the tricks. You know,
right?
They in there spinning like fools or whatever. Man, come on, man. Because I know dudes back then. I know dudes. You buying bottles to stand on the floor? You on the floor? You right there on the dance floor? You don't have no section. You just getting bottles and bottles and bottles.
Right.
And then of course, what happens? Well, there we go, and it's a melee.
Right. Yeah, now me working in a nightclub, I currently work in one of the hottest spots in Atlanta, Club 112. I don't know why I said that. The U Bar. I used to work at 112 back in 97. But I'm in the hottest club, the U Bar, and that element is what's prevalent. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's more of the young folks there. And I don't like going to a lot of clubs in Atlanta because when you go, it's the same thing. You're paying, you know, $20, $40 to get in, and everybody's standing around in the section doing the same shit.
We've been doing the same shit forever. 25 years.
For 25, 30 years. Like that club element. Like you actually, like this is hip hop. Now if you go to a house event, that's where house music, that's where people still dance. That's where, you know, men and women are still intimate with each other. And, you know, there's some type of, and there's no, and then everybody's not on the defense. Like, you know, you can actually approach females and she's not automatically on the defense. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So,
basically,
but in the hip hop club,
I'ma keep it real.
Yep.
It used to be in our day, and I hate to be on the old nigga shit, but I gotta get on some old nigga shit.
Right.
It used to be where, you know, there was it just was a different type of energy amongst females and males.
Right.
The energy wasn't so harsh.
Right.
Right now, the energy amongst males and females and males and females in the music is very harsh, very extreme.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that shit is like kind of twisted now. It's kind of twisted.
I mean, I think they kind of bred that. It's sort of a rivalry, like the whole hot boy, hot girl, element, and that's more or less, and it's like a competition. It ain't even like, yeah, you know, we the hot, like the hot boys chilling with the hot girls. Like y'all separate, and it's like y'all all are in this competition mode about who can, you know what I'm saying, who got the hottest vibe. Instead of y'all kind of like collaborating, like back in the days it was more like of a collaboration thing with you know what I'm saying, with who your girl is and all that kind of thing. Like, you know, like you, like the last era was like when they said I need a thug girl or whatever the case may be, but now it's more or less like everything is my nigga or my bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.